Hello, hello, hey, sweet people. Welcome to another edition of the Reading Masterclass by Inglés Nui Kuru.
Yay!
Once again, I'm here with Alexia.
Hi.
Alexia, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you, Foster?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Just checking our microphones. Okay, I think we're good to go. So, Alexia, this week in the Masterclass, we are focusing on experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that we are in like a chemistry laboratory. Remember when you were in school and you're a little kid and you go like play with the chemicals in chemistry class? Did you do that?
Yeah. And can you more? Yes and no. Our chemistry lab, it wasn't that great. So I didn't have as much fun as I would like to. But my biology lab was nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
The idea that we are trying to express is reading is not one thing. There are millions of different ways you can read, and it's a very personalized activity as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one person necessarily needs to read in the same way, the same place, needs to read the same things as everyone else.
Exactly.
It's a very unique activity.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to run some tests, do some experiments. Okay?
Okay.
So the first experiment that I want you to try out, Alexia, and all of our students, is talking about style and genre. First, do you know what genre means?
Género.
Yeah. That's a very strange word. The way we pronounce it in English, genre.
Genre.
One more time.
Genre. Genre.
So imagine the name John, but with a j, genre.
Genre.
Nice. So, Alexia, if you had to say off the top of your head, what is your favorite genre or category of books?
I would say novel.
Novels.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you like about them?
I think it's a mix between real life and fairy tales, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
All the novels that I like to read, they are very real, you know? I don't like fiction as much. I like Harry Potter a lot, but I don't like Lord of the Rings. I don't like that kind of stuff. Like
kind of science fiction.
Yeah, I don't like that much. I don't like Crepúsculo, the
Twilight.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I like to stay with like maybe real stories that could be real stories. That's
right.
It.
So when you say novels, you are still talking about fiction. So these are not true stories.
Yeah.
But they're based in reality. It's not like a sci-fi novel.
Exactly.
Or something. Cool.
I like biography as well.
That's what I was going to say. I think if I had to choose, it's a very, very difficult question. But if I had to choose, I think I would say biographies or memoirs are my favorite. I just love like having a very interesting person's entire life in the form of a story. I think that is just a beautiful way to digest information.
And I do like history books. So, like, a book about the World War One, a book about, I don't know, the mythologia, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
where...
Mythology.
Mythology. Mythology mm-hmm. came from.
Yeah.
And
we have a TH in there, mythology.
I know, mythology.
Yeah. So, when you say history, are you talking more about... like nonfiction history, like an actual book about World War II?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about historical fiction?
No, the actual history.
Okay, cool. So if you had to say after novels based in the real world, what would be your second choice?
History.
History.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Good to know. Do you have any specific like time period or era of history that you're most interested in?
I like to know a lot about the wars and the 1920s until 1950s, more or less. I love to read and watch movies as well about the 1920s. I don't know why. And then like the post-war, the start of the post-war as well, when everyone is crazy going outside.
The roaring 20s.
Yes. So it's like...
A lot of people are suggesting that we are going to enter into that phase again soon.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like to read about that.
Yes. You like reading about war.
I do.
I don't know what that says about you, but it's cool.
Well, I think that we should read more about the wars, because it says a lot about the modern world as well. Yeah. So Germany is only Germany nowadays the way that it is because of the war.
Yeah.
And I think it explains a lot.
Two things. Number one, learning about history is a beautiful thing. It's something that should be encouraged and honestly something that we should all do more of. And I think reading and studying and watching movies about war, although it's maybe not the most pleasant thing in the world, it is like one of the best examples of just raw humanity.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
Yeah. And then I read O Diário de Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm. The Diary of Anne Frank.
Yeah. And it was extremely depressing. And then I took a break off biographies and etc. Because, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Not a fun book. Not an easy read. Okay, last question, Alexia. If you had to select a genre that is your least favorite, so imagine you go into a bookstore and you're not even looking at that section.
The fiction thing, the Twilight and etc. No.
Okay.
Unless it's Harry Potter.
So science fiction.
Yeah, I'm not that girl. Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried to read nonfiction?
Yeah.
In the last 3 years?
No.
In the last 10 years?
Yeah, of course.
Just asking.
Yes.
Okay, so when we were talking about experimentation with genres and style, number one, I think it's just good to know what you like and what you don't like. So if you want to experiment, I think the easiest thing to do is decide, okay, what do I really like? In Alexia's case, she's a big fan of novels. Then what's close to that?
I have an answer for you. It's not even close to that. It's something that I really, really want to start doing, like business books or marketing books or books that could help our businesses, you know?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would give you the recommendation that I read a lot of business books, so I'm not going to start on this tangent, but you can mix kind of novels, biography, history, you can business, you can kind of mix that all into one genre. There's an entire genre of books about like biographies of famous business people.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the point is...
That's what I tried to do in Frank's Diary. It was historical, also a biography.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did there.
Yeah. So my idea for two experiments that I would like for you and all of our students to try. First, just take some time and think, if I have to choose, what is my favorite genre? And then... what comes in second place? Like what is related? And try to choose something that's different from what you normally read, but related.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see how it feels, just to kind of experiment just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's experiment number one. It's really kind of two things. You have to decide and then experiment. And then the second experiment, decide what your least favorite genre is, in Alexia's case, sci-fi, and then think about what is something that will be super accessible. like the barrier of entry is going to be very, very low. So I also do not read much science fiction. But for example, my best friend, John, he reads so much science fiction. And he always has recommendations of books that I know I would be really, really interested in. But the idea is just to see how that feels, reading something that preferably is easy, but in a genre that you generally would never choose to read. And I have the intuition you'll probably like it more than you think. And even if you don't, that's useful information.
Okay, but it's not something for now, right? Because I'm still reading my novel.
Yeah, no, when I'm talking about these experiments, you can make the experiment as small as possible. So let's imagine there's a fantasy children's book, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about História em Quadrinhos as well, like cartoons.
Yeah, comic books.
Yeah, comic books.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea is pick something easy that you normally would never consider reading. Sit down for 30 minutes. Read it. See how it feels. I imagine you might like it.
Okay.
Okay. You excited about these two experiments?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Cool. Yes. Yes, I am. I'm more excited about the first one than the second one, but of course I am.
That's totally natural. Okay. We will be back tomorrow with more experimentation.
Bye.